This happened about 2 years ago in my hometown of Keno, Michigan. It's a town very far north, and while the landscape to the east is very farm and flat, the west of the town is very dark and is a forested area. Nearby, about 15 miles to the south, is Roscommon State Park. People love to go camping out there, and it's a safe and fun environment, except for this instance. There was a husband and wife camping out near the middle of the state park in a small tent. It looked secluded from the newspaper article, but I guess not. At around 2 a.m., a large man broke into the tent and beat them to death with a titanium baseball bat. The police were alerted after a man hiking the area smelled blood or decay or something and found them. He reported it to the police, and they ran the forensics, and it was in the newspaper by the next morning. After this, everyone was on edge, but I didn't really care. It was autumn and hunting season for us up here. I was in the state park hunting with my Remington R25, a semi-automatic rifle and .308 Winchester. I was hunting big game and needed a big gun. About 2 hours into my hunt, I came across a clearing and decided to soak in some of the rare sun we get in that forest. I heard a twig break and ducked down from behind a log, thinking it was an animal. But, to my surprise, I saw a man. I was about to go get up and talk to him, but when he came into the light, I saw his ripped and bloody clothes and instantly backed down. There was no description of the killer in the newspaper, but I felt in my gut it was this man. I readied my R25 at my side, about to light this man up if he made a move. He stared right in my direction, but there was no way he could see me as I was behind cover. Eventually, about a minute later, he walked off, away from my area, and I dipped out of there. Never went hunting there again, and have since upgraded my home defense solution. You never think it'll happen to you, but I was that close to death. I could have just been another statistic on some FBI document. But, thanks to some careful planning and some quick action, I was saved from what could have been a creepy encounter. The story I just read was taken from r/creepyencounters. It's viewers like you and authors on that subreddit that give these stories the recognition they deserve, and authors a chance to find an audience. If you want to have your story shared on this show, go to r/crimebites on Reddit or through any of our social media outlets. Thank you for watching this story, and if you enjoyed, be sure to check out more, as there is much more to read than I have shared here.